Thank God for Holy Ghost power that is available to everyone. Well, this evening we have a guest teacher, not someone from out of town or not anybody that we don't know, but Sister Becky Williford is going to come and bring our lesson to us tonight. We appreciate very much her leadership in prayer. For several years now, she's been leading our Tuesday prayer band, and certainly her prayerfulness and sensitivity to the Spirit are blessings to this congregation, and we're looking forward to her lesson tonight on praying the Word. Let's welcome Sister Williford. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Reaver, and God bless every one of you for being here. The theme for our Bible study nights the last couple weeks is, I'll just tell you, it's my candy stick, the Word of God. And I have enjoyed the ones that I've been able to hear. I thank the Lord for His Word. And you do too, or else you wouldn't be here. And I was thinking earlier, I've always loved the Word. I remember my mom and I sitting on the bed together and reading the Word when I was young. Went to Bible school, studied the Word. I always have loved the Word. But there's something about trials that make us fall in love with the Word even more. And in 08, when I got that dreaded C word, I developed a greater love for the Word. It brought me through that trial, and it has made a lasting impression on me, and I thank the Lord for that. I can look back on 08 and say, every bitter thing is sweet, and it's because of the Word of God. So tonight we're going to be talking about praying the Word, and I know that it's something that is not new to any of you in here tonight. But first of all, I think it's interesting that Psalm 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible, is all about the Bible. I remember years ago my husband taught in Tuesday morning Bible study. He took several weeks because the 176 verses are broken down in 8-verse segments. And he took each one of those and broke it down and taught us about the Word of God. But not every verse. There's 176 verses on your sheet. I noticed that 176 verses, but 172 of them include either the Word, His law, His precepts, His commandments, His statutes, His testimonies. And so, but the whole book is all about the book that it's written in. I just thought that was so cool. But anyway, it's true and it's here to stay. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endureth forever. Matthew 24:35 says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Psalm 119 again, verse 89 says, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's here to stay. And it's true. That's why there's over 5 billion copies of the Bible that have been sold. It is still the number one all-time seller, best seller in our history. I thank the Lord for that. We have heard last week how it was given to us by inspiration of God, and holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 1:21 says, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So this word is not just a collection of men's ideas. We believe it's the divinely inspired Word of God tonight. And I'm so thankful that that God is the God that created this world, and He's the God that created each one of us. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us what it was given for. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's for profitable for, one, doctrine, which is the teaching about God, two, for reproof, the evidence of God, correction, a straightening up again, and instruction in righteousness, teaching us how that we are justified by God. Through the years, I'm sure that you have learned that the more you read the Word, the more you find out about God. We'll never be able to exhaust all this book has for us. We are still finding it out, aren't we? Every day we can find something new out about God. But as the more we study it, the more we love it. And then it becomes a part of us. And that's exactly what God wants us to happen. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long." And that's what he wants us to do, is to meditate and to think on it. One of my favorite verses instructs us what to do with the Word, and then what the Word will do for us. Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." So in other words, if we talk about the law, if we talk about the Word, it can't just be a once a week thing, once a month thing, once, you know. It needs to be a daily thing. But we talk about it, we read it, we sing it, we live it every day, and it becomes a part of us. That's why we know, that way we'll know what it says when we're reading it and studying it every day. We'll know what it says, and we'll learn to understand it better and to obey it. As a result, our way will be prosperous. Do I have testimonies tonight? The blessings of God are in your life. I can look around and see them. I thank the Lord for those blessings. You know, we are a blessed people. Some people might think bad about us because we are so blessed. But you know what? There's a reason we're blessed. Is that we're living by this Word. And God honors that. And so he bestows his blessings on us in so many, many ways. And so the first thing I'd like to talk about is praying on the armor of God. What is so special about the armor of God? Why do we need it? Well, we need it, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, to be able to stand. And not only just to stand straight, but we are standing against the wiles of the wicked one, the devil. We know we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And there are numerous spirits, ugly spirits, that we face every day. You get up in the morning and go to your jobs, you have all kinds of things to deal with, probably more so than I can even imagine, because I've not worked in the public like you have. But you face spirits every day. And so we need a covering to protect us so we will not be affected by those spirits. And so when we encounter fear of any kind, whether it's anxiety or stress, doubt, and we all know what that is at times, but that spirit, those spirits that right there that I just mentioned, those are spirits of fear. Anxiety, stress, doubt, that's fear. And so we can bind that fear with the Word of God. And so that's what he wants us to do. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We can combat that spirit of fear with the Word of God. Truth is, we don't know what spirits we're going to face when we walk out our door in the morning. We have no idea, because we don't know who we're going to be seeing exactly that day. And so everybody is carrying different spirits with them. So we need to be fully covered with the armor of God to be protected from the spirits of this world. We know the devil's real, and we know he's fighting us every day. Our adversary, the devil, is walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when I hear that, I always think, of course, I've never been close to lions, but we had a cat. I had a cat growing up. And, you know, they're just a small lion, really. But they'll crouch and they'll just wait for the right moment to jump out and grab somebody that's walking by. You've seen it happen. So that's what I mentally picture the devil doing. He's going to wait till I'm unaware, and then he's going to snatch out and he's going to throw something at me to try to make me fall. That's what he's doing. He's going to use anything he can to try and get at us. It may be a temptation. It may be something he's tried before. It may even be somebody that he's going to try and get at us through. Are we going to let him continue to dictate our day? I say no. We can overpower him by praying the word. So we must be careful and make sure that we are covered completely with the armor of God. We're not covered with God's arm. If we're not covered with God's armor, we'll only make ourselves vulnerable to his attacks. Who in their right mind would want to walk out into the streets where they're shooting? Nobody. You want to go out prepared. And so that's what we're wanting to do in the spirit. We're wanting to cover ourselves with the armor of God. The armor protects our minds. It even protects our subconscious mind. It protects our eyes, our ears, our mouth, our hearts, and even the very path that we walk. I want to be covered, don't you? How do we put the armor on? Well, we pray it on. We pray it on before we leave our house. That's the best time. That way we are covered when we walk out. I'll never forget Brother Shatwell preaching, and he was talking about how he hadn't had a chance to pray one morning, and he was going with another pastor to pray for somebody. And when they got into that house and they started praying for this person, his eyes were not focused on what he was praying for, the healing of this woman. He got distracted by a picture on the wall. That spirit of that picture was sidetracking him. He hadn't prayed. So it's important that we pray on the armor before we ever leave our house, and so we will be protected. It's good to use a few scriptures as we pray on each piece of the armor. And so tonight what I'd like to do is go through each piece of the armor, and I'll talk just a few minutes about it. And then at the end of that segment, then I want us to pray on the armor. And so, first of all, we're going to talk about the helmet of salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for our salvation. We know that you paid a great price for it, and we are forever indebted to you, Jesus, for the pain, the agony, the humiliation, the suffering, and the betrayal that you endured for our salvation. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation." Titus 2:11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." That salvation also works as a helmet. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, 5:8, excuse me, "For an helmet, the hope of salvation." That's our hope tonight, our salvation that the Lord so willingly bought for us. But it covers our minds, even our subconscious minds. And it covers our ears, our eyes, and our mouth. Are you tired of battling thoughts? I heard years and years ago when I was a kid, I didn't quite understand it then, but someone made the statement that most of our battles would be between our two ears. Has anybody found that true? We fight thoughts. They're crazy thoughts. But we fight battles in our head. Have you ever had a silent conversation? Yeah. And, you know, sometimes they're not too good of a conversation, so we have to rebuke those conversations. So we need the helmet of salvation over our mind because it will protect our thoughts and help us. We can't stop a thought from passing through our mind, we know. but we sure don't have to dwell on it. And so it's a good thing to pray the word. Philippians 2, 5, and 7 says, let this be mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation, but took on the form of a servant. So I like to pray this verse when I'm praying on the helmet of salvation. Pray with me right now, the helmet of salvation. Jesus, I thank you for your salvation and for the price that you paid, and I'm humbled by it, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I pray, God, that you would help me to make myself of no reputation. I'm nothing without you. I want to be your servant today, God. I want to do what you want me to do, and I want to say what you want me to say, and I want to go where you want me to go. I'm at your beck and call today, God. It's all about you. And I'm covering my mind right now with the helmet of salvation to protect me from any wrong or bad thoughts. I give praise to you, Lord, that you can cover my ears and help me to hear what your spirit is saying to me today. I commit to you not to set any wicked thing before mine eyes. And I ask you to protect my eyes from seeing anything, Lord, that would cause me to doubt you or displease you. Help me not to even notice it, God. Walk with me today. And I pray, oh God, I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, to be acceptable in your sight, because you are my strength and my redeemer. And I pray, oh God, that you would set a watch before my mouth and keep the door of my lips today. God, you know what it's like to live in this flesh. And I'm asking you to cover my mouth today and let me only speak words of encouragement and truth. Keep the door of my lips. Protect my mind, my subconscious mind, my eyes, my ears, my mouth with the helmet of salvation today. Thank you, Jesus, for that covering, Lord. That's what we need to do every morning, and that's only just one of six of them. But it protects us as nothing else will. The breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness covers our heart, the seat of our emotions. I want God to filter everything that comes into my heart and out of my heart through his righteousness. His word in Psalms, Isaiah 64 and 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. So we need his righteousness. We are flesh. Our flesh is not pure. Our righteousness, anything good that we can do, it's like considered a filthy rag with God. So we need his righteousness to cover it. And what does he do when he covers us with his righteousness? He gives us a clean heart. Thank God for a clean heart. Because Jeremiah 17 and 8 says, but the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So that's why we pray. Thank you, God, for the breastplate of righteousness. Let's pray together. I pray it on right now, and I ask, dear Jesus, that that righteousness would give me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew in me a right spirit. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me, oh God. Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, Lord. And then lead me in the way everlasting. I want your righteousness to shine through me today. Let others see you in me, God, and give me a clean heart. I thank you, Jesus, for your word and for the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are covered with it in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And then the belt of truth. Aren't you thankful for his truth tonight? We are so blessed to know his truth. And we need a greater love for that truth, because that truth is going to be, the devil is coming against it in every way that he can in these last days. And so we need a greater love for that truth. In praying on the belt of truth, we need to ask God to help us to rightly divide his word. You know, there's the illustration of opening the Bible and, Lord, what do you want me to do? And how open up the word and Judas went and hanged himself. Oh, well, that's not it. So I open it up again. Go and do thou likewise. Well, that's certainly not it. Let me try again. Whatever thou do, do thou quickly. Lord, I need a word from you. And I'll tell you what, he will. There are times that I have just opened the word to anywhere. But you know what? I believe that he's led me to where I needed to go because he has spoken to me through that. But I thank the Lord for his truth that he does give us. And so we want to be able to rightly divide that truth. The doctrine of the devils will mix just a little bit of truth in it, just enough to kind of get interest, but we need to be aware. Have you ever noticed that the people that study counterfeit money, they don't study all the counterfeits that are out there. What are they doing? They're studying the real dollar bill. They know each thing that's supposed to be on there. They have studied it for hours and hours. They know what's on the front side. They know what's on the back side. And so the same is for us. We need to know this word of truth. We need to know it from cover to cover, and we need to get it in our heart. Why? So that we can easily detect when the devil comes to us and tries to trip us up. John 8:32 said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank God for the freedom we can find in his word. And Psalm 119:160 says, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endureth forever. And then also in Proverbs 23:3, it says, buy the truth and sell it not. Let's pray on that belt of truth right now. God, I thank you for your truth. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for the freedom that it has brought me. Oh, God, I am made free by your word, and I thank you for that, your truth. I know that your word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments are true. I know that, Lord, and I pray on the belt of truth, and I ask you to help me to know and to love the truth more than ever before, oh, God. In these last days, dear Jesus, there's a way of truth, but God, I want to be strong in your truth. I want your word to admonish me, oh God, to buy the truth and sell it not. God, help me to never sell your truth for a worthless, compromising lie from the devil. God, I want to know your truth, and I want to be set free by that truth. I thank you for it, Lord. I don't want to be deceived, God. I want to know your truth. I want to know what your word says, God. And so I give my time to studying it each day, reading it, singing it, praying it, listening to preaching about it. I want to know your word, Lord. Oh, God, this is the thing that's going to take me to heaven, God. And so I need to know what's inside your word. Oh, God, I thank you for the truth that's in your word. And God, if it's in here, I'm going to be judged by it. And so I want to know your word so that I can prepare for what I'm going to be judged for. Jesus, I thank you, God, and I pray that you would help me to hold on to your truth with every fiber of my being. I thank you for that word of truth. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And then the gospel of peace. The world we live in is full of unrest and hatred. So many people don't even know what peace is. We are blessed to be able to know all about peace because we know the peace speaker. When God gave us the Holy Ghost, he gave us his peace. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not about all what we eat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If we have his spirit tonight, we have his peace. And you know what? There's nothing that can ever take the place of his peace. It settles deep into our heart, deeper than anything else could ever. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. So as we pray peace over our lives every morning, we need to ask him to help us to be peaceable with everyone we meet and to share his peace with others. He wants to direct our footsteps every day. And when we are walking in his spirit, you know what? There are divine appointments that he leads us to. Why? Because we're being led by his spirit. And so there's golden opportunities there. He'll lead us to somebody that needs that peace, because the gospel of peace is on our feet. And Psalm 119, verse 133 says, order my steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Whoa, that's powerful. I don't want to be offended, God. I want to be so full of your peace that nothing is going to offend me. Let's pray together. God, in your name, I pray your peace over my life right now. I thank you, God, for your peace that only you can give. I thank you, God, for the days of trouble that it has brought me through. I thank you, Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, it is a peace that passes all understanding. It's a great peace. Your word has promised great peace for them that love you. And nothing shall offend them, God. I don't want to be offended by anything, oh God, as I walk through a day, Lord, because I want to be covered in your peace. Order my steps in your word, Lord. Everywhere I go, let me walk in peace. There's so many that even have no clue of what peace even is. But I ask that you help me to share your peace with someone today along the way. Help me, oh God, because somebody out there that I meet desperately needs the peace of God. Help me to be the one, Lord, to not only have your peace, God, but to be able to share your peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for your peace. Oh God, it comes in so many different ways, and we thank you for that peace today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then the shield of faith. I have come to love the shield of faith. There's a couple reasons why, but Ephesians 6 tells us about the shield of faith and how it will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us something else about faith. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so that's one thing I love about faith, because we just read where we can't even please God without it. But take a look at this. He's already given it to us. Romans 12 and 3. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He knew we were going to need that faith, people, and he went ahead and gave it to us. I'm so thankful for that. He is so powerful. I just love it. He has given to us the measure of faith that we'll need. He knew what we were going to need. He knew how to give it to us, and so he went, I'll just give it to him. He knew that we were going to fight the devil and that we wouldn't be able to do it on our own, and so he has given us faith. He also knows that our tests and our trials are protecting our faith. That's why he fights against it so much. He'd love to destroy the faith that God has given us, but he can't. He can't destroy it if we don't want him to. If we get a love for that faith and that word in our hearts, our faith is only going to grow stronger. And that shield of faith protects us from the fiery darts that the devil will throw at us. All we need to do is hold on to that faith, and it will act as a shield for us. Sister Walker, if any of you would love a really good Bible study on the, whatever we're talking about, the armor of God. Ooh, my mind, it is so full. Okay. So if any of you would really like to go further in depth, then there's not time tonight, but she has a video on YouTube, Claudette Walker, Getting Dressed for Spiritual Success. It will change your life. I'm sure you've prayed on the armor, but this will just take you to a new level. So I encourage you to watch Sister Claudette Walker. But we need to hold on to that faith. In there, I was just watching it the other day, and something jumped out at me. That the size of our shield, she was doing some study on it, and the size of the shield comes up above, right below the chin. And it's made so that the shields will buckle together, hinge together with the person on either side of you, so that when that army goes out to battle, they can stand there with that shield up like this, and they're hooked to one another. And so it is an impenetrable line that the enemy's arrows can't get to. So that's why we need our faith tonight, our shield of faith. And you know what? Something else? When we are praying with our shield of faith, and there's somebody that's down, somebody that's hurting, somebody that's wounded, we can take our shield and hold it over them. God, they're weak right now. They've been wounded. They're hurt. But I can pray with my shield of faith and over them and protect them. And so it's not only for us, but we can use that shield for someone else. Let's pray his shield of faith on. God, I thank you for the shield of faith. I pray it on again today. I love the shield of faith, Lord. I thank you for the faith that you have given me. Oh, God, thank you for knowing that I would need a shield of faith. And so you gave it to me to help me to become victorious over the devil when he would come and try and trip me up. It will shield me from his fiery darts. It's flexible, Lord, and it can move around into any area that I needed it. I'm asking you, oh God, to help me to use this shield of faith, not only for myself to be protected, but God, when one of my fellow brothers and sisters are down, when they're wounded and hurt, God, I want to use that shield of faith to protect them, Lord. God, I want to protect their faith while they're down. I want to pray for them. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. I can cover them with my faith and my shield that you've given me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power and the blessing, God, of the shield of faith. Thank you, Jesus, God, for every time someone has covered me with their shield of faith. I thank you for that, Lord. There's nothing as powerful as our shield of faith, Lord. Help us to use it. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, to be a blessing in your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, and to be prepared as we walk out into this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the Word of God is quick, it's alive, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and get this, and even a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's powerful sword that he's given us. It'll cut right through anything that's coming against us. It will go right to the very heart of it and cut it down and take care of it. Thank you, Jesus. And that is our word, the word of God. Jesus, perfect example. What did he do when the devil was tempting him in the wilderness? It is written. Satan, get out of here. It's written. You're not going to bother me with that. That's why we need to read the word. Memorize the word. Listen to the word on YouTube being preached. Sing it. Do everything that we can to get that word into our hearts. The word is our only defensive weapon. And I need to know it in order to be able to use it. If you were to stick me in the army or the Marines, Brother Jason, and they gave me a gun, well, I'd be out. You know, our two associate pastors' wives, they made the best grades of everybody whenever they did that conceal to carry class. I didn't do that. I don't know the first thing about a gun. I couldn't use it if you handed it to me, I don't think. But I want to be able to use this weapon that the Lord has given me. And so I need to know his word in order to be able to use the sword. Psalm 119, verse 97 says, thy word is forever settled in heaven. And 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. If it's in our heads, we might forget it. But if it's in our hearts, it's made an imprint. It's made an impact on us. And so we will not forget it. Jeremiah 20:9 says, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. He couldn't take it anymore. He said he wasn't going to even talk about it anymore. But he couldn't take it. He had to speak the word. He had to speak the word. The word affects everything it touches. And that's why I want it deep into my heart, because I want my heart and I want my life to be touched and changed by this word. Let's pray it on right now. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Jesus, for the sword of your spirit, which is the word of God. It is true from the beginning, Lord. And I thank you that it is forever settled in heaven. Oh, God, and that nothing is any sharper, Lord, than your word. Oh, God, I thank you. It is a powerful sword, and you've given it to us to be able to use. I pray on the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, so that it will cut to the very chase of anything that would come against me today. God, you know where I'm headed each day, God. You know the things I'm going to face, but God, I go with your word, Lord, expecting and believing and knowing that it will help me and protect me, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving me that defensive weapon that I can use against the devil. There is victory when I wield the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, God, for that victory today. We praise you, Lord, for every piece of armor that we can pray on, God. It protects every part of our body, our heads. Oh, God, it protects our heart. It protects our very being. It protects our feet into where we go, Lord. And then you've thrown in the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, God. We are protected all over, God, by your word, Lord, and we thank you for it. Thank you for the armor, God, and we want to take advantage of it and to pray it on, Lord. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. The world gets a little darker every day, and the more we are going to have to depend on the armor of God. The devil knows his time is short, doesn't he? And he's working overtime around the clock to deceive as many as he can. That's why we need to know the word. I don't plan on letting him even get a chance at me, because I plan to stay covered with the armor and prayed up with full of the Spirit. So I want to talk just a few minutes about praying on the word. The word has no less power. This word right here is as powerful as the day God first spoke it. He spoke worlds into existence with his word. It is powerful. And we can speak it with authority. I know you have spoken it many times with authority. You come up against a situation, you don't know what to do with it. But you find a verse in the Bible and you quote that verse, and that verse goes right to the heart of that situation and takes care of it. We can speak it with authority and watch things happen. There's different ways that we can pray the word. We can just simply open our Bible and just read. I love to read Psalms. Those are my prayers also. There's nothing wrong with that. It's powerful. I would think most of us in this room have at one time or another probably personalized a verse in the Bible to add me or I or my name even. I see head nods all over. I knew you would, because that's because you've grown God and you've learned how to depend on him, and that's one of the ways we lean on him. But God has given us that privilege, and it's a powerful weapon against the devil. If we were to take a count here tonight, I would dare say there's some of you that's even talked to the devil. Yes, I remember my mother-in-law, she would speak to him. He'd be bugging her, and she'd go to the door, front door, and open it, and, devil, get out of here. You don't belong in my house. And he was gone. But it's not a buddy-buddy talking I'm talking about. It's a war a war in wards. Has he been badgering you lately? Maybe with even the same temptation? I'm talking any kind of temptation. Sometimes you're victorious and then you fall prey to it. But then it's time to bring out the word and let it fight for you. Talk to him about your problem. But thank God we can also talk to the one that's causing the problem, the devil himself. We can resist him with the word and he will flee because he hates the word of God. That's why we love it so much, because we hate him. Devil, get back. I'm through with it. First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 says, there hath no temptation taken me, but such as is common to man. But my God is faithful, who will not suffer me to be tempted above that I am able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape. Thank you, God. Devil, you're not getting to me. I have the word of God, and I'm using the word of God. Amen. I would dare say that's probably why Psalm 23 is one of the most famous and loved psalms. God was inspiring David to pray a personalized prayer. If you can, I'd like you to quote it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Have there been times that you've needed that right by the still waters, just everything calm? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, God, for the power of your word. And it's not only this psalm, it's the whole book. Let's thank him for it. Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, Jesus, in your name, I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you for the power of your word. And in the closing minutes, I would like to just, if we could just close our eyes and start thinking about the word. You might even think of some of your favorite scriptures that you've prayed over and over again. But as you're doing, I just want to quote some of the verses of the Bible. The word is powerful. When you have nowhere else to fight, nothing else to fight with, go to the word. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Thank you for your deliverance, Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. No want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Thank you, Jesus. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them from all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Thank you, Jesus, for your word tonight. I give you praise, God. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I thank you, God, for every time you have spoken a word to me. I thank you, God, for Isaiah 20. 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Thank you, God, for the power of that word that's lifted me time and time again. And I thank you, Lord, that I can be surrounded with your word, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word, God.
She said in the midst of that study, if we have his spirit, we have his peace. And when she spoke that statement, the Lord quickened to me. He said, you need to close this service with that promise, encouraging folks to take a hold of that promise and claim that. And maybe we've tried to seek for peace in various ways, but you have it already. You have the peace of God when you have his spirit. Would you stand together and let's claim that right now, Lord? First, we thank you for giving us your Holy Ghost. We thank you for giving us your spirit. And when you gave us your spirit, encapsulated into that is righteousness, joy, but also a peace, oh Lord. So you are not sending us on a quest to find peace. We have it in you, Lord. We have it in you. We have it in you. I pray for my family right now, for my APC family. I pray for the peace of God to be revealed to us. Help us with an open our understanding that we have your peace because we have you as the Prince of Peace. We thank you now, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible can be a textbook. It can be a history book. It is a book that preachers and teachers get lessons and sermons from. But more than all of that, it's the Word. It's really the breath of God. And so we can do what was instructed tonight, and I encourage you, just put it into practice of using your own method of praying the Word of God over your life and into your situations and over the lives of others. Going to have a great weekend this weekend as we come together, men's breakfast on Saturday, and then we're coming for a great Sunday. Greet one another in Jesus' name. And have a good next few days. We welcome guests that are with us tonight. Thank you for being here with us at APC.